606 on RTE 2FM with Griffith College. GCD.ie for whatever career you choose. Griffith College. Who do you want to be?
Okay, very good. Okay, we're going to move on to German. I'm joined in studio by Anne Cullen, who teaches in the Loretto College in Bray. You're very welcome, Anne.
Thank you.
Anne's a first timer to our studio, and she's quite nervous now, I'd say, to be honest, after all that.
Progressively worse.
Not at all. Just to lean into us there a little bit, Anne. Right, Anne, we are talking to you about the German paper, obviously. I know it's not for a little while, so people will probably be focusing more on it in a week's time when they have the first few papers out of the way. But what kind of time frame should students have in mind at this stage when they're going into the exam?
Okay, well, starting with the higher level paper, firstly, obviously 25% is done, so well done. That's out of the way.
God, quarter. Out of the way, done.
Quarter, done, yep. Out of the way, forgotten about, move on. Basically, it's broken, it's 2.5 hours. There are two reading comprehensions. Each one is worth 60 marks. I would spend absolutely 40 to 45 minutes maximum on those. Move on straight away. The Angewandte Grammatik is worth 25 marks. 10 minutes should be spent on that. No predictability about that section, just practice past papers. The Äußerung zum Thema, again, 10 to 15 minutes. It's really only 100 words you're writing, very, very short. Answer the questions that you're asked. The same thing again, just have to echo what William said.
Yeah, and that's all through asked. The papers. And keep it to what you're asked. Don't
exactly.
Overwrite. You're not going to get extra marks for
this is it.
Writing pages
They
stuff.
Give you the paper. You don't need extra paper. It's there. Just mm-hmm. Write what they give you. It just shows you exactly how long it should be. And then there's the letter choice or essay at the end. Most people will opt for the letter, but I would spend 35 minutes on that. And I would definitely leave a few minutes to read over. That would give you, you know, maybe 5 minutes to read over the paper or read over just any bits. If after 45 minutes you're not finished the reading comprehension, move on. Go back afterwards. Leave nothing blank. An educated guess is better than absolutely no guess at all.
Plus, you have to write something. Yeah, yes. They can't give you any marks for
sections.
You'd be an
examiner's dream to leave everything blank. They love it. They'll correct the paper in 3 minutes flat. Don't do that. They're paid to correct it. Make sure you write something for everything. Make sure when you're doing the reading comprehensions, if the questions are in German, you answer in German. Otherwise, you're going to lose half marks. If the questions are in English, answer in English.
Now, what if I get mixed up?
You will get half marks.
You will get half marks.
You will
marks.
Get half marks.
But even if I write the same answer, but in the wrong language.
It's half marks. Because students have practiced it. They've been through it. They've made the mistakes in the mocks. Lots
I know,
of
but people panic in
that's
the
it.
Exam hall.
Don't panic. You've practiced. You've been working for this for 5 years, 6 years maybe.
So written in English, answer in English.
Written question in German, answer in German. It doesn't have to be full sentences. In the German question, it doesn't have to be perfect German. Once the grammar mistake in it doesn't, you know, once the examiner can understand what you're trying to say, it's fine.
Really? You won't be heavily penalised at that stage for grammar?
Not in the comprehension.
Not in the comprehension,
No,
that's where the letter and the essay
That's where the letter and the essay
scary,
and for the Äußerung zum Thema. But really, otherwise, keep it short and don't take big chunks out of the text unless you're really, really stuck, because again, you'll be penalised half marks.
So again, it's your version of
your
what
version,
you're saying.
It might be even just changing a word from the text, ich, to Z or er. You know, that's how easy it is.
Okay, let's talk about the form of that then and the whole thing of the informality and the formal in German. In terms of tone for these kind of answers, what are we looking for?
For the reading comprehension.
Yeah, going into the letter
well,
as well.
Well, the letter, the formal letter really hasn't been tested. The big letter, the one worth 50 marks, is always an informal letter. It's always from a pen pal to a pen pal. So it's only ever going to
be. Does anybody even have pen pals anymore? except in German and French exam halls.
Exactly, yeah.
I love swimming with my pen pal, yeah.
But it's very simple and it's the kind of, there's no real predictability about it, I would say that. And they're not looking for, different things get tested every year. Last year they asked about driving lessons and mm-hmm. driving license. They ask about maybe environment or they ask about, one year there was something about alcohol, I think, in Ireland. Jobs, what you want to do, foreigners in Ireland. But they're not asking for 3 or 4 pages of essay on it. They're asking.
What are they asking for? What are
they're
they
looking for?
For
can you answer the questions they've asked that mm-hmm. you can communicate in German?
On
and that's
the
why there's
that,
no... They don't want you to learn off pages and pages of vocabulary. Can you answer it? Make sure you answer every question that they do ask.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have done in recent years is there's 20 marks out of the 50 for 25 for content, 20 is for the questions they've asked, and there's 5 what they call discretionary marks. So it's for something extra. Elaborate a little bit and get your extra marks. Make sure everybody should be able to come out with 25 out of 25 for content, or near enough. Your opening paragraph, just maybe one or two, your stock phrase, and then refer to something they've asked in their letter. So it's not just, and it only a couple of sentences, that's all it should be, and it should be perfect. So the examiner goes in, a good impression.
Okay, so as you're writing it, then you keep referring back to your paper to make sure you're on track, putting in a little bit of your own personality, your own signature on it, but keep it tight.
Yeah, that's it. And I would, you know, again, it's only 160 words they're looking for. Make sure you answer all the questions. If you've done that and written your elaborated a bit, you have your full content of words. In fact, you've probably got more than is necessary. Tick it on the paper, each question as you've gone through it.
606.
Just obviously, there's a few minutes break in between the written paper and then the aural, which will be about 40 minutes. And it's the same as ordinary level. Put the paper behind you. If it was a disaster, doesn't matter, because it probably wasn't. Move on. Stretch your legs. You maybe a minute or two. Go out to the bathroom if necessary.
How long do you have in between?
Depends on the examiner. Maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes. It depends. But have
it's
a drink.
Quick
it's very quick. And up, it's literally then back in 40 minutes of a tape. Make sure you can hear the tape. Don't leave anything blank. Is a big thing. Again,
I mean, CDs tend to be
they tend to
quality.
Be, you know,
I think there was a complaint about 2 years ago and other than that, there's been nothing since.
And well, this is it. And the big thing is if you can't hear it, put up your hand straight away. Let them know. And that goes for ordinary level 2 and leave nothing blank. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Okay, so now in the aural again, people have gone from writing to suddenly you're having to listen and it's like a different sort of experience.
Totally different.
So
it's relaxing.
How many times do they hear each
Each section is played 3 times. So and in the first
you're not
section,
writing number one
no,
the
that's
notes.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
And first impressions, jot it down.
Exactly. Jot it down, use the full line. You can have a rough piece of paper if you
want.
You know, even and then the second time, certainly for the first section of the listening, there's pauses in between each question and there's loads of time to write the answers. Make sure you've answered what you're asked. Again, and
it's a very clear direction for the night to the programme this evening,
absolutely,
really, isn't it?
You know, and numbers, it's basics, numbers, even at higher level, numbers. I have a terrible problem with numbers. My own classes will tell you I constantly get them backwards and they laugh. So definitely numbers, your spellings, things, simple things, weather, make sure you go over all the basics in that. And again, you know, leave nothing blank. An educated guess is better than nothing at all.
Okay, very good. Okay, so are you happy with
Okay,
again, as I was saying to William, probably a lot of this just easily, of course,
the
transfers
same,
across to ordinary level
exactly,
students.
Of course it does. The paper is slightly different. There's 3 reading comprehensions. The focus is much more on comprehending than actually writing written production. So the first one is usually 60 minutes. Again, it's a literary text. 40 minutes, is, sorry, 60 marks, you should spend 40 minutes on it. The second and third one, one is usually worth 60, one is worth 40 marks. Whichever is worth 60, spend 40 minutes on. Whichever is worth 40, spend 20 minutes on.
Okay, just give us that again.
So there's three texts. Two are worth 60 and one is worth 40. Make sure you spend 40 minutes on the two, 40 minutes on each of the ones worth 60 and 20 minutes on the one worth 40. The grammar, I'd spend 10 minutes on. The Äußerung zum Thema, again, 10 minutes. And the written, which is either the picture story or the letter, 25 minutes on. And again, at ordinary level, candidates sometimes do finish up a little bit earlier. Do an extra bit. They have to correct it. Do the extra choice. You know,
because what time is quite generous.
Because time is much more generous. At higher level, you should have no extra time. You should have no time for rough drafts, anything. It's do as you're told.
It's a busy paper.
Whereas at ordinary level, sometimes candidates finish the grammar a little bit more quickly. Do a second Äußerung zum Thema or a second bit of the schriftliche Produktion. You'll get your marks, whichever
so don't
one is
go
best.
In thinking I'm going to do like 2 extra questions and have that burden.
No, absolutely.
What you're saying is when you've done,
if you're finished and everything's
so
filled in again,
yeah,
no
go
blanks,
back and see
no
your blanks.
Blanks. Yeah, that's the big thing.
Okay, and then it's worth doing a second option.
If you have it, if you have time. If you have an extra 10 minutes left at the end, I would do the second Äußerung zum Thema.
And you're not going to be penalised for doing a second option.
Absolutely not.
As we keep saying to you, they'll pick the one.
They'll pick your one that's your best. And really, they're very fair about it.
Okay. You think it's a fair paper, don't you?
I do, yeah. And I've corrected as well, and I think they're very, very fair.
What are the mistakes? I mean, William talked about checking at the examiner's report, which is something anybody can do, by the way, if you go to examiners.ie, again, something we've been telling you to do all week, where you will see them writing in plain English about the problems that face students in each of the papers. And you can see for yourself the kind of stuff that William was saying, you know, the phrases people struggle with or the different sections people struggle with. So that is well worth checking out. But in terms of German, Anne, what do you think about the challenges or an
well, I would watch out in my written work. Candidates, I think, sometimes leave things blank because it's too difficult. Don't do that. That's my big one. That's what I think the big failing is. But in your letter, you know, the most common mistakes all the time, forgetting capital letters on nouns, you know, derisch instead of
escape.
Simple things. And people panic in exams. So it's just all the obvious things. Look back at letters that you've done yourself in class. Your teacher has corrected, has gone to the trouble of, you know, correcting
mistakes. But you lose marks for not having that capital
letter. Oh, absolutely.
Letter.
Yeah, you will be penalised for grammar.
Irritating, yeah. But don't do that to yourself.
Overall, don't do it. You know, look at the things that you make the most mistakes with and try and correct them. Watch your word order in German. You know, if you use a conjunction, make sure the verb is going to the end. All the things you've heard before and have heard your teacher saying before.
Okay.
Nothing new.
Okay, so that's in your ordinary level. So again, there's an aural element.
There is, and again, the exact same for it's the same
it's
short break,
again.
A couple of minutes, and it's the same CD or tape at the higher level here.
So make sure you can hear it.
Make sure you can hear it and leave no blanks.
Leave no blanks. And then you get to hear it a few times to make
that's
your notes.
It, exactly, and answer everything in as much detail as possible.
German, could we be asked about any difficult themes like politics or education system in the German letter for higher level?
Yes, of course you can. But if you're asked about politics, keep it simple. I got to vote this time. I'm 18 years old. It was very exciting. We have a new government. That's all you have to say. A few sentences of simple German will get you through it.
And again, your own response is
your
fine.
Your own response is fine. That's it.
Or the PR system.
I have absolutely no interest in the political system. It's okay to say it once you can say it in German. At this stage, you know what the German education system is like. You should know what it's like. You know, you've been doing it since first year, so definitely be able to talk about the differences between the Irish and German systems of education.
Okay, very good. Read German. Is it likely that the theme of the European Union will be examined this year? Again, you don't have a copy paper.
I don't
but
have.
If you did.
Yeah, exactly. Again, it's the same thing. There's may or may not. Who knows? Again, a few simple sentences. They're not looking for an essay on the European Union. They're looking to see, can you communicate? It's good. Lots of people come to visit Ireland. I can visit lots of other countries. The euro is great. It's bad because lots of people can visit Ireland and I have to go to other countries to find it.
6-0-6.
A Leaving Cert German student higher level for Asurung Thema. How long has it got to be?
100 words. That's what, 10 sentences at most? Very, very short. Answer the questions that you're asked. It's the same thing again. Make sure you know you've every little question they ask, answer it and give one extra or two extra details of elaboration and you're fine.
Sarah Tree wants to know, I'm trying to study for honours Leaving Cert German, but I don't know what to study. What is there apart from the opening and closing of the letter?
Well, a few sentences and bits of vocabulary and all the different themes that you've encountered over the years. Your grammar, definitely look over your grammar for the angewandte Grammatik, you know, your cases, your relative pronouns, your adjective endings, your imperfect, your perfect.
Final thoughts.
Okay, definitely. Again, don't leave anything blank. Answer what you're asked. Make sure you give enough detail in the letter and the audience.
Try everything.
Attempt everything that you need to attempt. Yeah. In the higher level paper, people know there's a choice. You shouldn't have time to do both Äußerungs or both pieces of written production, but leave nothing blank and good luck.
6.06 on RTE 2FM with Griffith College. GCD.ie for whatever career you choose. Griffith College. Who do you want to be?